latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The NHS captive girls Rolf, Harrison, Richard and Judy are dominating the front pages of Tuesday's UK newspapers. And we'll start with the Daily Express. Taking a brisk 20-minute stroll a few times a week is the key to beating high blood pressure. Scientists found that people can dramatically improve their chances of living longer, even if they're only moderately fit. That's some good news for a change. Denise Welsh, I found secret of staying slim, she says too, as well as a poll lead joy for Cameron's Tories. Daily Mail, a radical shift in NHS policy will see hundreds of thousands more women encouraged to give birth at home. Mothers-to-be will be told that unless there's a high risk of complications, they do not need a hospital delivery. Meanwhile, Rolf Harris assaulted girl 15 in daughter's bedroom, and one of the greatest headlines in the Daily Mail history, as far as I'm concerned, certainly, free Lego toys. Pick up your creator transport plane in Dalgate Smith and Toys R Us. I'm off to buy the Daily Mail straight away. Rolf groped me as his daughter slept in the next bed is the Daily Mirror's dominant front page. And Scylla, I'm 71, but I want to die at 75. The Daily Star, pop superstar Beyoncé looked on as her husband Jay-Z was beaten up in an explosive attack by her raging little sister. The music mogul, dogged by love cheat claims, looked stunned as screaming Solange Knowles laid into him in a hotel lift. A free summer festival guide as well in the Daily Star. The Eye, France circulated a draft resolution to Security Council members that seeks to refer the civil war in Syria to the International Criminal Court for prosecution of war crimes by both government and opposition forces. A very serious headline for them. And Miliband pledges GP appointments within 48 hours, so a little bit more good news from the NHS. Daily Telegraph, hint of a deal to free the abducted schoolgirls. Nigeria hinted last night that it would consider bowing to demands for Boko Haram terrorists to release jailed militants in exchange for the schoolgirls kidnapped by the group last month. The Guardian also cover the same story. The dozens of young women corralled into a clearing to recite the first chapter of the Quran, their palms turned upwards in prayer, but their collective gaze fixed mainly on the forest floor on which they sit. That's their very much dominating take on that story of the missing girls. Tories on top as Labour poll rating sinks to a four-year low. Looking at a bit of politics. Leave it to the courts, says the Independent. The run-up to the general election is always a dangerous time for the application of common sense in the world of criminal justice, whether it's on gun crime, dangerous dogs, antisocial behaviour, or, as now, carrying knives. A main story to basically tell politicians to leave justice to the people who are in charge of justice and not try and score brownie points from public announcements about how they will deal with crime. The Sun, vultures, sick thieves, two raids on Peach's home since her death. Following on from the tragic story of Peach's Geldof dying, and now that people have been robbing her home. The Times are covering the missing girl story, as well as stars shamed into paying tax. Pretty much dominant over the past few days throughout the UK are the headlines of Take That in particular, owing a lot of money in tax, which they've managed to avoid paying, and David Cameron also getting involved by not demanding that Gary Barlow returns his OBE, despite criticising other people like Jimmy Carr in the past. To check these stories out yourself, visit the website www.xoutradio.com, where you can look at all of the front pages, download them to your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, and take them with you wherever you may go.
In touch. In tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.